All right, this morning we have Mr. Steve Bahari from St. Mary's School joining us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Yeah, I saw you out and about for St. Pat's.
Yes, taking pictures.
It was a nice weekend. We had a lot of fun events going on all week long,
yes,
starting the Sunday before even.
So. Yeah, it's not the end yet. We're still going to continue celebrating.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You betcha. Yeah, it was state speech going on this week. But Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Steve Bahari, and I was born in Germany to Ukrainian immigrant parents. We came to the United States in 1950 when I was 18 months old, and we settled in Omaha with the help of the Ukrainian Catholic Church there. I went to St. Vladimir's boarding school in Manitoba, Canada for my high school education. Then I came back and attended Creighton University, receiving my bachelor's and master's degree in mathematics. I taught math at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion for 1 year and returned to Nebraska. In the summer of 1973, Father Buschelman and Sister Carol offered me a teaching position at St. Mary's High School, and now, 5 decades later, I'm still teaching here.
Uh-huh.
I believe this is where God intended me to use my talents.
You bet. Well, you've been a great asset here to our community, so.
Thank you. Now, last year when I was on KBRX, I recognized the pastors, principals, and guidance counselors throughout my years at St. Mary's High School. Today, I would like to recognize two other positions that are very important in the successful running of St. Mary's School, and that's the secretaries and the custodians. They do their best to keep St. Mary's afloat in the sea of daily ups and downs. Over the years, I have grown to really appreciate all the things they do for our school and parish community. When I started at St. Mary's High School in 1973, the secretary was Lud Becker. Mr. Becker was an older gentleman and the only man secretary during my 50 years at the high school. At that time, many volunteers were involved in the school, and he may very well have been donating his time in the tiny front office next to Sister Carol's tiny principal's office. The custodian at that time was Don Skopek, who was a very nice guy, hardworking guy. I recall one day I told Don that there was a bat in the sink of the janitor's closet. A little later that morning, Don came to me and read me the riot act. "Steve, why didn't you tell me the bat was alive?" Well, apparently you tried to pick it up. And the bat
startled him a little bit. Yeah, that would scare me. We had one in the radio station here last year.
Oh,
yeah, right above the bathroom door. We have no idea how it got there, but...
In the 1980s, Marge McLean served as our school secretary, followed by Carol Fuhr. Wendell Babel served as our custodian, followed by Sam Fuhr. There was plenty of work around the school, but no more bad stories. The parish hall is in the basement of the high school, and in the 80s, it was a very active place for dinners, dances, meetings of all kinds, and kept the custodians busy along with the school building, rectory, and parish grounds. Although I was in the high school, I need to mention our longtime grade school custodian, Art Holtz.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he was a character.
He was. He worked in the grade school from before my coming to St. Mary's until his retirement in 1998. Art had a way of talking one of the school kids into being his helper and then rewarding them with a trip to the Daylight Donut Shop. Interestingly, after Art retired, our current mayor, Scott Manish, served as a fellow custodian for the parish.
Nice. Well, this is good history. I like this. This is the stuff I like. Yeah.
As the century turned, our list of secretaries included Sherry McConnell, Diane Selby, and Judy Crumley. By the way, Judy is in her 24th year here at our high school, and she is a gem. Excuse me. In the grade school, Brenda Hupp was secretary, and currently it is Tricia Thompson. Our list of custodians include Mel McClem, Rick Slaymaker, Clark Golfenbaugh, Clint Morrow, Neil Nemec, and Jim Summers. And right now, Ben Scholes is our current serving custodian at the high school. He's also a pretty nice, hardworking guy. In 2000, Lucy Hammerlin became our first lady custodian, serving alongside the high school custodians, and then followed Susan Babutsky and Sherry Clausen. If I missed any secretary or custodian, I'm sorry, but God knows who you are, and he appreciates it.
You bet. Yeah, and of course, those secretaries are moms to all the kids at the school, and even helpers for all of the teachers too. Yeah, we can't do it without them.
Lots of volunteers.
Yes, yeah.
So I would like to thank them all for their service. God bless them.
You bet, yes. And we can't do it without the secretaries and custodians at all of our area schools, because they do an outstanding job.
We kind of take them for granted.
We do, yeah. You know, yeah. They've got a lot on their plate.
Yes,
they're yeah, all. They do. So, well, Steve, tell us what you like. You've been at St. Mary's for 50 years, and of course, obviously, you wouldn't be there for 50 years if you didn't enjoy teaching at St. Mary's. What do you? I know it'd be hard to just pinpoint one thing, but what's one of the things you would really enjoy about St. Mary's School?
Well, what I enjoy is that the students there are pretty respectful, and they're not real mischievous troublemakers, but they are mischievous.
Right. They're still kids.
They're still growing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. And I've been teaching math all these years, and one of the things I like about math is that the formulas don't change. And I am impressed when students can memorize a whole dialogue for one ax or something, and then can memorize a couple of formulas.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I can't memorize the big old one ax thing or something.
Right.
Like
yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
Well, yeah, you've got a great school there, great staff, great students, and great volunteers. And of course, this Saturday is the Red Carpet Gala, too.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to enjoy a great night, you can either get dressed up as you want to be.
That's right. You can either come
casual, or you can. I know some people go all out and get the tuxes and the formal dresses and all of that. But it's for everyone.
Yep.
And I think you can still get tickets too. So.
And just for that Saturday, Mass is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon
on Saturday.
So okay. This Saturday.
All right.
And then 5 o'clock, the carpet gala begins. And dinner followed at 6 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. I'm excited to be there. I'll be the MC for the night. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll see everybody there. But, of course, there's some other activities going on this week. I know today is spring sports activity pictures.
Yes.
That's something the parents really don't have to get the kids dressed up for, other than make sure they bring their uniform.
That's right.
Yeah.
They love that.
What else we have going on this week, Steve?
Well, we have a quiz bowl. On Wednesday.
That's always competitive.
Central. Yeah, and it also takes a bunch of kids out of class.
Yes.
We also have at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, the public performance of the speech.
Yeah, and you really want to come wish these kids good luck at state, because
right.
I think they'll be competing on Friday, right, for state speech.
That's their
practice round
for the public.
But so then, the more people, the better.
Yeah, and then on the next day, we have a send-off in the high school gym at 10:45.
Nice.
And then they leave about 11:30 or so.
Yeah.
And then they have a whole schedule.
Yeah.
What
itinerary.
Practice. Yeah. And they're going to Kearney High School.
And they compete on Friday in that. Big day for the little kids with Dad on Thursday, though, too. That's always exciting, isn't it?
The preschool, pre-K donuts, they call it, with Dad at 8 o'clock. And then at 12:20, they're going to have the preschool donuts with Dad.
You bet. All right. And we got some, like we said, state speech on Friday. And then we have St. Mary's students that are also in the O'Neill band, and they'll be participating Saturday.
Yep. They're going to go to Grand Island Northwest.
So, and then Palm Sunday is already here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Praise the Lord. Can't believe it's already March 19th. Time goes fast, doesn't it?
It is.
How many days left of school? Are you counting that down, or are the seniors doing that?
Seniors do that. And I asked them the other day, how many hours is that?
Yeah. Make them do a little math. There you go. All right, Steve. Hey, we sure appreciate you coming in. Appreciate the history. That's always great hearing some familiar names from St. Mary's over the past years with the custodians and secretaries. And thanks for all you do at St. Mary's School.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope that, we continue doing well.
You bet.
Some more.
Oh, you betcha. All right. We'll
God
see
bless
everybody.
Us all.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Steve Bahari from St. Mary's School.